And Harp.
And we're here with your QLIPS ESL podcast, where we teach you about different expressions and slang and vocabulary that English speakers are using all the time.
Yes, and make sure you check out our website. That's QLIPS.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Because at the website, you can become a member, and then you'll have access to the transcripts, detailed explanations, and even a quiz. And also on the website, you can find all our old episodes.
Right, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, don't forget to rate us. Now, let's look at our Chatterbox episode. And this is where we chat about all kinds of different things, whatever's going on in the world or different topics that might be interesting to you.
Today, we're going to be talking about buying a house.
Mm-hmm. Buying a house. So first, we're going to talk about finding a place, finding a house or a home, what kind of place you want to live in, where you want to live, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, and then we're going to talk about saving for the down payment.
Right, because houses are expensive. And the last thing we're going to talk about is moving into the house.
Yes, so let's get started. Finding a place.
So Harp, why don't you first tell us what inspired this episode?
You know, I've been thinking more and more that I want to buy a place.
Okay, so you're in the market for a house of your own.
Not yet, but I'm starting to think about where I want to live, what kind of houses are appealing to me.
Okay, so do you want to live in Montreal, in the city, or outside?
Definitely in the city. Yeah, I want to be very close to the city center.
Okay, would you ever think about living in the suburbs?
No.
Okay.
Not an option for me.
So if you're thinking about living in the city, then there aren't as many houses to choose from because really in the core center of Montreal, it's mostly apartments and condos.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of a condo right now.
Okay. So you're looking for a condo in the city.
Yes, exactly.
Why don't you want to live in the suburbs or outside of the city?
You know, I would like to have maybe like a small house, which is you find them more in the suburbs. But I like city life. I like being able to walk to restaurants and walk places into the stores and movies. I like things being close to me. I don't like having to drive. I don't have a car right now. I don't want to buy one. So I want to be close to things.
Yeah, it's true. In the suburbs, you're often far from a lot of things. The suburbs are always full of houses, house after house after house. And once in a while you have a shopping center, but other than that, there's not that much else. So I know what you mean. Being in the city, you have a lot of options, a lot of things to do, a lot of things close by that you can walk to.
Exactly. So that's why a condo would be nice, because a condo is like an apartment, but you own it. So there are so many condos in Montreal.
Yeah, you're right. And there are not as many houses in the center of the city. So if you're going to choose between buying a house or buying a condo and mm-hmm. you want to live in a city, then a condo is a good option.
Exactly.
So we should also say that condo is the short form for condominium, which is quite a long word. So most of the time when people talk about condos, they only say the short form condo.
Yeah, I never say condominium.
No, it's too long.
Yeah, it's very long.
And we should also say what a condominium is.
Yeah, it's an apartment, but instead of renting, you buy it.
Right. So instead of paying rent to the owner of the building, you actually own the room or rooms that you live in, just like an apartment.
Exactly.
Condos also tend to be newer.
Typically, yes, I would agree with you. In Montreal, there are a lot of older ones, which I like because they have more personality and character to them.
Yeah. But the concept of a condo really isn't that old. It's only been over the last few decades that condos have really gotten popular, where you can own a space like an apartment.
Yeah, a lot of apartment buildings where you could rent before are being converted into condos where people can buy them now.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why a lot of people buy condos, especially in a big city, is because they're less expensive.
Yeah, exactly. There are houses in Montreal and even in the city center, but they're too expensive for me.
Yeah, definitely expensive, and you don't get much area around your house.
Yeah, no big backyards.
There's one more thing I want to mention. Sometimes in Canada, we say something like, I'm going to my house, or do you want to come back to my house? But we don't actually live in a house.
Yeah, we say that in a general term to mean our home.
Yeah, our place. But some people might talk about their house, but they really mean their apartment. It's this funny thing that we do.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we do it.
So if you're in Canada and someone's talking about their house, and then you're surprised to see they live in an apartment, that might be why. So are you thinking about buying a brand new place or an older home?
You know, I'm thinking of buying a condo that's a fixer-upper.
Oh, cool. So you want to buy an older condo and then make repairs and upgrade it.
Yeah, exactly. Fix it and do some repairs, and then hopefully in a couple years I'll flip it.
Okay, so you're going to resell it and try to make some money.
Exactly. I'm hoping.
Okay, but you're going to live in it for a couple years first.
Yeah, it's going to be my starter home, so I want to live in it for a couple years, fix it up slowly, because I can't really do most of it on my own, so I'll have to pay for it. It'll be expensive, but eventually flip it and make some money.
Sounds like a good plan. So let's move on to our next topic now, because if you're thinking of buying a house, you must also be saving some money, or I hope you're saving some money.
I'm starting to save some money. I definitely want to put down a big down payment. Because houses are very expensive, obviously I can't afford to pay it all in one big shot. So what I'm going to do is put down a big down payment, which is like a deposit, and then over the next 30 years, I'll pay a mortgage.
Right. And you can pay a down payment for lots of different expensive things. You could give a down payment for a car, or you could give a down payment for an expensive piece of furniture.
Yes, so that means you just put a lump sum down in the beginning and then you pay the rest of it off.
Right. This is for big things when you can't pay everything at once.
Yes, you don't put a down payment on a pair of jeans.
How are you working to save this money, Harp?
I have a couple of different action plans that I've put into place.
Yes, what's that?
Well, one thing is that I find that I have to just make it automatic. So every time I get paid, my bank account is set up to automatically put money into a new savings account.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that when they're saving, and it's a good idea because then you can't even touch the money. It doesn't even feel like it's yours.
Exactly. It happened so quickly.
That's great. What else are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to cut out some things. You know, I have to really decide what's a want and what's a need. Like, I might want the pair of shoes, but do I need a new pair of shoes?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty good at talking myself out of buying things. So when I'm shopping and I see something I like, if I really think about it and realize that I don't need it, then I don't buy it. And I save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, no, me too. I usually give myself some time to think about it and leave the store. And then if I keep thinking about it, then I know that, okay, maybe I really want it or need it.
That's true. I use that trick as well.
Yes, but I'm really trying to think about wants and needs and what I really need and trying to save some money for this down payment.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big step. Okay, so we've talked about your search for a place and where you might want to look and what places you might want to look at. Then we've talked about trying to save money for that big down payment. Now let's talk about when the fun happens, moving in.
Yes. So you put down your down payment, you found a house you like, you bought it, and then you move in.
Right, so sometimes people move themselves in and they ask their friends to help out, and sometimes people hire a moving company to move for them.
Yeah, if I was really rich, I think I would hire a moving company, but I'll probably end up doing it myself.
Yeah. So that's one factor is that if you hire a moving company, it's much more expensive. And if you ask your friends, they usually do it for free, but you have to buy them a pizza or something.
Definitely.
And then after you move in, you have to decide where everything goes and put everything away.
Yeah, you have to open all the boxes, put everything away, and make yourself at home.
It can take a long time, weeks. And if it's your first home, sometimes when you move in, you don't have enough things to fill your home. So some rooms don't have any furniture. And then once you start living there, you have to start paying the mortgage.
Yes, which is basically a monthly payment to start paying off the big loan that the bank lent you to buy the house.
Right, because like we said, it's so rare that someone could actually pay all the money for a house at one time. So you have to start paying the bank back month by month. And the amount of money you borrow for a house is called a mortgage. It's a special word used just for buying property.
Exactly. Then you get to throw a party, your housewarming party.
Yes, that is fun. So you invite all your friends over and you have a party.
Yeah, it's a fun word, housewarming party.
Yeah, to warm up the house and make it your own, make it lived in. And sometimes at a housewarming party, your friends might bring you little presents to decorate your home. A classic housewarming present is a little plant.
Yes, because I feel plants give warmth to a room, so I like to give plants as housewarming presents.
They do, they're good. What else might someone give as a housewarming present?
Maybe a picture or some sort of decorative item.
Yeah, just something small. Usually your friends don't bring you a new TV.
No. They might all pitch in and everyone gives a bit of money and then they buy you a big present if you need it.
Yeah, but generally housewarming parties, you don't even need to bring a present, but you might bring a little something just to add to the home.
Yes. Did you know that the average age of the first-time homeowner in Canada is 32 years old?
So the age when people buy their first home in Canada is usually around 32. That's older than I would have thought. Does it surprise you?
Yeah, that number's from 2006, and so they were saying that it's dropped, so it might be younger than that now.
That's interesting.
Okay, so today we talked about buying a house. We started with finding a place.
Yep, and all the different kinds of places where you might want to live. And then we talked about saving for buying the place.
And then moving in.
The fun part. So, Harp, make sure you let us all know when you finally buy a place.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be soon, but hopefully in the next year.
Very exciting. I can't wait to go to your housewarming party.
I can't wait to see your housewarming present.
Okay, so remember to go to our website, culips.com. That's culips.com.
And we'll talk to you later.
This has been Maura.
And Harp.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.